Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org and the studios of WNYC here in New York, this is the Soundcheck Podcast Series, a series of live in-studio performances streaming live on Facebook and YouTube. I'm John Schaefer. It's been 12 years since Griff Rhys, the Welsh singer and guitarist, was last in our studio. He's probably still best known as the frontman for the popular Welsh rock band Super Furry Animals, but by this point, he's had a long and productive solo career as well, and his latest effort is a colorful, cosmopolitan collection called Pang. And he's here, along with drummer Cliff Scurlock, to perform some of it. Here is the title track from the album Pang.
Bang o fyrraedd, bang o eogrwydd, bang o gywilydd. Pam dyfaru, pam yn llipio, cam ddefnyddio, grym ei peigio. Bang o eogrwydd, bang o enwogrwydd. Bang o eogrwydd. Pang y difer, pang y flafar, pang y drydar, pang yr fyrder. Pam cynllunio, pam cynllwynio, cam argraffu, cam straffaglu. Pam dylunio, cam ddehongli, a chrysoli, pam bodoli. Pang, pang o eogrw. Mae'r monogol fer y gnaf yn
That is the song Pang from the album of the same name, the latest from the Welsh singer, songwriter, and guitarist Griff Rhys, with Cliff Scurlock behind the drum kit here in our studio. Pang comes out Friday, September 13th. Griff, it's great to have you back here after a long hiatus.
Thanks for having us.
So what does Pang mean in Welsh?
Well, it's one of these words that I've been borrowed from the English language.
Oh, okay.
So I think it's derived from an English word, but we use it with the same meaning. And according to the internet, it's been in use in the Welsh language since the 16th century or something. So, you know, it's acclimatized.
Right.
Well, to the language now.
But it essentially means the same as it does in English.
Yeah, so it's like using the word magazine in English or something like that, where it's been acclimatized.
Yeah. Now, it was a long time ago, but the last time you were here, you had just done your album Candy Lion,
yeah,
which had a lot of singing in English. This record is almost all in Welsh. There's some, is it Zulu?
Yes.
On one song?
Yeah.
So how do you find yourself writing in one language? First of all, which is your first language?
My first language is Welsh. So I started off singing in Welsh. I had a group called Fa Coffee Pawb.
Easy for you to say.
16. Yeah, yeah. And did like 3 or 4 albums in the Welsh language, and then formed an ambitious group called Superfur Animals with my friends. And by that point, I was about 25, and I'd sort of come round to writing in English as well.
Right.
I've been writing in both languages since, but I've usually got a stockpile of songs in Welsh.
Mm-hmm. So do you have to make a conscious decision before you set out to make a record which direction you're going to go, or do you just find yourself naturally gravitating to one or the other?
Songs come randomly. If an idea comes in one language, I'll stick to that language. Mm-hmm. I'll really translate an idea from one to the other. And with this particular record, I worked with a producer called Muzi, who's an electronic producer from South Africa, makes house music.
Mm-hmm.
He uses the English language as well, but a lot of his records are in Zulu, and I asked him to produce this record, and he was enjoying working I sent him a Welsh track, and I'd worked with him previously on an English track, and I kind of got an email saying, oh, you know, great, if they're in Welsh, that'd be great.
So your South African producer was the one pushing you in that direction for this record.
Well, it was great for me because I had a pile of Welsh language songs, and
okay,
it was a good fit.
So the album, though, has a very kind of international sound. I mean, with an African producer, I guess that explains there's some balafone, the West African xylophone, on a couple of tracks. There's Indian tabla on one piece. Your guitar has often had a kind of Brazilian flavor to it. You know, it seems like you're drawing from lots of places.
Yeah, it's really a reflection of Cardiff, where I live, the city of Cardiff. It's a small city, but very cosmopolitan for its size.
Mm-hmm.
And so I met a balafone player.
In Cardiff?
In Cardiff.
Okay.
Called Nafamadi. And he came down to play with us. Cliff Skirlock from the state of Kansas lives in Cardiff. And, well, he's obviously a Cardiffian as well. And, I didn't set out to make anything in particular, really. Mm-hmm. But I think it's a reflection of where I live. And then Muzi came over to Cardiff as well to mix. He completely sort of deconstructed an album that was sort of based around the acoustic guitar.
Yeah, because the album is full of, like, there's some great horn parts and all kinds of, as I said, you know, international touches of percussion and things like this. So that's Muzi, the South African producer who added that?
Yeah, most of the electronic beats you would have added. I was also working with a percussionist called Chris Jenkins in Cardiff. Mm-hmm. Who I've recorded with and played with for a long time, and he recorded the album, he engineered it, and he's engineered records by people like Kittleborn, and he's played live with the Super Furries, and so mm-hmm. so he was very much a big part of it as well.
So it sounds like very much a communal affair. You know, for all that it sounds international, it's actually kind of a locally sourced record.
Yeah, we recorded it in Chris's house. The routine was I'd drop my kids off in school about 9 o'clock. I'd go over to Chris's. We'd have a very strong coffee. We'd start around 10, and then we'd finish about 2 when I had to go and pick my kids up again.
Pick the kids up, sure, yeah.
And we did that for a couple of weeks.
Nice.
And then Muzi came over to mix, and completely reinvented the record in a way.
Wow. Well, the results are an album called Pang, the latest by Griff Rhys. I suppose inevitably Americans, do they call you Gruff because that's how your name looks? Do you get that a lot?
Oh, I've always said that since I was a kid, you know.
I still call him that.
Yeah.
Cliff says, I still call him that.
I've been called all sorts, really, over the years. I can handle it.
But it is, I mean, it's a Welsh name, and so it's pronounced Griff. Because yeah. Welsh vowels have nothing in common with their English counterparts, mostly.
Yeah, some U's are pronounced like an I.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Pretty much.
Now, the piece you're going to do next is called Bye Bye Bye. This does have a kind of the balafon sound on the record. How will you be doing it here?
Well, we're just looping using acoustic guitar loops and reinventing it.
So there'd be live guitar and looped guitar.
Yeah, it's quite a nice track to play with. And this is one of the very first things we've done around Pang. And I guess it'll be like an ever-expanding band.
Okay. And the title, Bye Bye Bye, what does bye mean?
Well, this was the first track that I recorded for the record. And I sent it to Moosey to remix, and it was started off as a commission for a video installation that was being literally streamed out of Cardiff Bay.
Ah.
And they were projecting images onto the water. So I wrote about the bay. The lyric is basically bay, bay, bay. About Cardiff Bay.
Okay, so it is about the bay.
But there's an old story that it's one of these bays that claim Otis Redding wrote.
Sitting on the dock of the bay?
His famous song. He did have a relationship with a woman in Cardiff Bay.
I wonder how many bays there are in the world
exactly.
that claim that Otis Redding song.
Exactly.
All right, well, Cardiff is one of them, and the subject of this song, Bye Bye Bye, here it is, played live by Griff Rees with Cliff Scurlock on percussion.
Thank you.
كذا كان كذا وكواي كواي كواي كيم فما خاضع وفراي فراي 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 فراي
There was all kinds of mayhem happening in that song called Bye Bye Bye. It's on the new record by Griff Rees called Pang, which is out next Friday, the 13th. So the title means Bay, 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 and Griff, it's about Cardiff Bay, although the repeating guitar part suggests more Guanabara Bay in Rio de Janeiro or something like that. What was, for folks who were not watching us live on Facebook or YouTube, you'll need to explain the sound that occurred towards the end of the piece there. You leaned over and put a record player on. What was that?
Yeah, I got carried away in the moment. I was going to use it on the next song. And then I had a free hand and they put a record on. This is a record of Finnish bird song. Mm-hmm. That I carry with me everywhere and add some atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you heard any Finnish voices in there.
So basically it's several tracks of birds from Finland, and each one is introduced by a speaker.
Yeah.
Obviously in Finnish.
Yes.
And then once you've given us a little bit of the bird song, then what happens to it?
I feed it through a chaos pad. Mm-hmm. And you know,
and then it is chaos. It is mayhem.
It becomes mayhem.
Absolutely.
But this is part of a box set. If anyone's looking, you get five singles and a beautiful cover depicting the person who recorded them in the landscape with something that looks like a satellite dish, kind of primitive 1960s satellite
dish.
Yeah.
That's great. So this means that you are traveling around now, not only with guitar and percussion, but with a portable record player.
Yeah.
It's part of your gear.
Yeah, I play some dub plates. I can play some beats on it. And I've got some records. I've got some 1960s Welsh language vocal groups.
Do you know who these people? I mean, do you know any of these people, or
not personally? No.
Okay.
This is Hokia Bringuran, which means the lads of Bringuran. This is a singing a hymn here.
So the lads of this little town in Wales just took off for outer space momentarily there, thanks to Griff Rees. You know, over the years, you've written a lot of music, or at least, let's say, some music that is about something. Mm-hmm. You know, American Interior, which was not just a record, but also a film and a book, all about the story of this Welsh guy here in the States, right?
Yeah.
And then you did a single for the EU referendum. You are a staunch Remainer, right? Big believer in the European Union?
Well, the European Union has its problems, certainly, you know, but for me, the referendum was kind of fought in a very xenophobic way.
Yeah.
And, you know, if it's the lesser of two evils, I think Chomsky said at the time, you know, that he was asked about Brexit and he said something like, well, if there's a lesser of two evils, go for the lesser evil.
But so, you must not be feeling very confident in what's going on at home right now.
Yeah, there's certainly constitutional upheaval, unlike anything I've seen in my lifetime.
And
I suppose the media has changed dramatically in the last 5 years. You know, with Facebook targeting basically has changed everything,
mm-hmm.
and ripped up the rules. But it could have profound and very painful effects on ordinary people's lives, you know.
Right.
It could be extremely, extremely serious.
And lasting effects. I mean, we're not talking about someone who will be voted out of office in a year or 5 years, but rather something that could affect generations of Britons, including people from places that did not vote to leave. Anyway.
Yeah, no, it's serious. I mean, it's they're burning bridges at a time when we need to build more.
yeah. So the reason I ask this question now is not to sort of go down that rabbit hole of Brexit and Boris and Parliament and all that stuff, but this album written at this time, was this maybe a way of stepping back from all? Do you see this as a little bit of musical escapism, as a relief from the headlines?
My last record was called Babelsberg, and I was quite deeply affected by the political environment, and the music reflected it. It was a bit of a kind of a subdued record. And I think musically this is a very optimistic record, and the lyrics are reflecting the world I live in. There's no overall concept. The themes switch from song to song, but it was a very exciting record to work on. And I mean, it's coincidental, but it's a fitting time to work with people from all over the world.
Absolutely, yeah. So it has this international sound, as we discussed before, but it also has, as you say, this kind of lighter, optimistic, I mean, you know, with horns and all that, it presents as a very kind of almost summery, you know, kind of something you might listen to driving to the beach.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a musical sweet tooth. I write very melodic music, and working with Moosey, I soon realised that he's got an amazing melodic ear as well. So I think we were a good fit in that we both love pop music, and we wanted to create a sort of experimental pop record.
Yeah. So there are some surprising twists and turns in some of those melodies. There's a lovely song called Eli Heil, which, you know, takes a kind of a weird left turn when you actually get to the chorus, which I like a lot. This next song that you're going to do, Taranai Mai, this is the one on the record that has the Indian tabla in the background, right?
Yeah, we were having a conversation about notions of exoticism in the studio. You know, whether the Welsh language was exotic for some, or what constitutes the exotic, and we ended up going, you know, slightly overboard, playing with that notion
of exoticism.
But the album in general kind of fits around the songs, so it doesn't feel, although it's an electronic record in many respects, it feels true to what I do as a songwriter. The voice and the guitar are central.
Yeah.
On the recorded version of the song, it's been augmented by the whole world almost, but the core of the song is a kind of folk song in a way. We'll try a version that's a bit stripped down.
Okay, we're speaking with Griff Rees. He's here with his guitar and his little record player and a couple of effects boxes. And, of course, with Cliff Scurlock, who's playing percussion and triggering some samples for us. On Friday the 13th, the album Pang comes out. This song is on it. Let's hear a live performance of Taranai Mai, Griff Rees, and Cliff Scurlock live here in our soundcheck studio.
Thank you.
Paranime Eyes, the name of the song from Griff Rees. It's on his new record called Pang, but that was a live performance on guitar. You got a little Indian Shruti box there that provides a drone. Your weird records of Finnish birds and Welsh singers. And so that's got to be different every time you play it, I imagine.
It's going to be, yeah. Well, this is the first show of the tour, so... But who knows where it will go.
Yeah. What does that name, Taranai Mai, mean?
Thunder in May.
Thunder in May.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you certainly had some stormy sounds going at various points in the piece. The album is called Pang. It comes out on the 13th. Griff, the album is full of really wonderful sounds, and I'm really glad that you and Cliff were able to bring some of them to our studio today. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having us. Thank you.
This is Soundcheck. That's all for this Soundcheck podcast. Check us out at newsounds.org for other performances, in-studio videos, gig alerts, weekly music roundups, and more. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us. I'm with them.